The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the program. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Alvin.
Yes, sir.
We had dinner last night. Now, okay, first of all, today's the day of the Kens. Hour one, Ken Fish sharing what happened in Kansas City recently. It was pretty crazy, really crazy. And yes. I posted on my Twitter the sermon preached by my new friend Francis Chan on Saturday night. This was amazing stuff, and I want everybody who's listening to be able to get this. This was just powerful stuff. So, again, go to our website, ericmetaxas.com, sign up for our newsletter. We'll email all these videos to you. But last night, we've just got a bunch of stuff to – actually, okay, before I mention what we did last night, let me just mention tomorrow – Bevelyn Beatty is on the program.
Oh, yes. Oh, my. Get ready.
She says stuff no one else will say.
That's true.
And I just love her. She is the best. Bevelyn Beatty tomorrow on the program. Friday, Pat Boone. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
Pat Boone. I want to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and why they have not had him in there.
And
he has totally transformed rock and roll in the 50s.
True.
And they haven't
and
let him in there yet.
And he's going to tell his Don Rickles story.
He's going to tell the Don Rickles story.
Which is really funny. So you got to tune in on Friday.
But and I'm going to be in Bangor, Maine this weekend. We're going to be in Tampa, TPUSA, Turning Point, Monday and Tuesday, Birmingham, Alabama. But Alvin, last night.
Yes.
We had dinner with our friends from Nutramedics.
Mm-hmm.
Nutramedics.com. Everybody knows Mike Lindell and MyPillow and MyStore.com. Use the code Eric. They're a major sponsor of the program. And I, by the way, you can buy most of my books at MyStore.com. Use the code Eric. I recommend that highly. But our other sponsor is Nutramedics.
Yes.
We had dinner with Tim Eaton, who's the CEO. He's a huge guy. He's like 3 years older than me, but I think like he's 20 years older than me because he's a giant guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's losing his hair. It's gray, whatever. So I just assume he's like a father figure. He's 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
So we had dinner with him and his vice president and the president of the company.
Yes.
And what a joy to get to hang out with
these guys
and get to know who is behind Nutramedics. I mean, we already knew them somewhat, but to have dinner with them, to get them to tell their stories of how they came to faith. And then for him to tell, we were bringing up crazy stuff. Like, tell him about the tinnitus thing.
Okay, yeah. See, I have a problem. I got tinnitus. And if anybody knows what that is, it's almost like you hear like a high-pitched whistle or something all the time above your head. So it's kind of like what dogs probably hear. So, Eric, you'll excuse me if I start barking once in a while. But, you know.
Of course.
Hey, I'm explaining
that's
it.
What grace is for. You
that's
bark away, my
about.
Friend.
So I mentioned to Tim, I said, look, I went to the ENT, and he said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Maybe you want to get a noise-canceling device. And I thought, no, I want to get another ENT is what I want to get.
That's right. You want to kick that ENT to the curb find a guy with answers.
Right. So then Tim said, no, it's probably one of two things. It could be a virus, and we have something at Nutramedics that may help in that area.
Right.
Or there's a woman down in Jupiter, Florida, who does like a massage kind of therapy because it could be a tightness or stiffening in the neck, that kind
right,
of thing.
Right.
So he already jumped right on it. And then you asked him about hair loss, and he said something about they're working on something along those lines.
I said, I'm starting to thin. And I don't want to end up looking like Alvin. Help me, brother. Help me. Can you help me?
Please.
And he said, Eric, we may have some stuff that could help you. We were working on that. He said, you know, what's funny, though, is that when you get to know this is Tim Eaton. He's the guy behind it. And we've had him on the program. We will have him on the program again this week because we got into a deeper conversation. But it's so fascinating because he's a really humble, soft-spoken guy. But, oh my gosh, he knows so much about what they call nutraceuticals and the time that he and his wife spent in Peru getting to know what some of the natives use, these extracts and things. And listen, Western medicine, when you go to them and you say, hey, I've got a problem with tinnitus,
yeah,
they say, get a white noise machine. Right. That's their answer.
It's like, I already got white noise. It's in my head.
No, but so seriously, yeah, there are alternative ways, and sometimes Western medicine can be really skeptical of it. And that's, some of that is good, but a lot of that is very bad. And I just want to say that talking to him and finding out how NutraMedics got started and how deep they are. Listen, they are doing peer-reviewed studies, and they're being written up in journals. And he said that on this program, we can't even mention the journals because the FDA is so strict. So I want to tell you out there, folks, Ken told us anecdotal information yesterday about what these products can do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did I say?
You said Ken.
Ken, no. Ken's
it's a
my
day
guest.
Of Ken's. That's,
yeah,
what's
that's the
off.
Problem.
Yeah.
No, Ken, Tim, I'm looking at my paper here. I say Ken. Tim Eaton, NutraMedics.com, and did we mention that they're doing 30% off this week?
Yeah, 30% off using the code ERIC.
It's only this week.
This week and through the weekend, so you've got to get all of this information.
But that's because we were canceled on YouTube. He wanted to help us out. So we need you to, if you want to try out NutraMedics.com and use the code ERIC, do it while it's 30% off, because 20% off, that's very good, but only this week it's 30% off. And he did that because he heard we were canceled on YouTube and just they wanted to help us out. So that's what they're doing. But what I wanted to say was we and he cannot claim on the air. They can't even talk about stuff that they've seen in their families or with friends, that they did this to a friend and this happened and that happened. Their lives are changed. Right? They can't talk about that publicly. So I just said, I'm going to tell my audience, go online and look it up. They have this thing called Glucomedics, and this is like diabetes stuff or whatever. Look it up online, see what you find, because we can't say it on the air. But it's wonderful. I mean, when I heard him, the same thing happened when we were talking to other friends in the past that had, you know, advertised on the program with Relief Factor. They can tell you privately things that that friends and family have experienced taking these products.
Right.
But they can't say it on the air because the FDA is so strict. So I want to tell you, if you have questions about NutraMedics.com, look up their products online and see for yourself what people are saying, because I think you'll be blessed.
Yes.
And so I want to encourage people to look that
and
up.
Make sure you spell Medics M-E-D-I-X, not C-K-S.
Right. X.
X.
Medics. Like Metaxas.
Spot.
Medics.
That's
NutraMedics.com. But
yes.
Anyway, that was just so excited. And I think I will share this later in the program. But I want to say that there's a major when Tim Eaton, you know, when you find out what these people are like and that they want to help people and that they're in this business, they're making all this money and they're giving huge percentages to missions organizations.
Yeah,
50%, I mean, he gave
at
us
least.
The
yeah.
details last night of some of these organizations, and we'll have him on the program to talk more about this. But he that's just who he is, that he's living out his faith through this company. And when he heard that we had been canceled on YouTube, he said, I want to help. And
right.
So he said, we're going to give 30% off for this week when you use the code ERIC. So take advantage of that, folks. But he also, you know, it gets me thinking that there's a Christian, in terms of asking for help. My new book is Atheism Dead, which is purely apologetics and evangelistic, and I am extremely excited about it, I want to tell you. So I found out recently that a major Christian book retailer, I can't give the name yet, but I will, they, it seems to me, are going forward with totally canceling my book so that no Christian bookstores who are affiliated with them, and there are many, 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 will carry the book because I'm too controversial. And I thought, what do you mean I'm too controversial? Like, what have I said? Did I say something you disagree with? So what? Like, that you're going to cancel me because of that? They are running scared, and they are behaving like people who have no principles except the bottom line. Now, a Christian organization especially ought not to behave that way. But it's tremendously dismaying, and it's going to hurt the book, Is Atheism Dead? and it is going to hurt the purposes of evangelism. And I thought, why would they do that? That's where we are, folks. So I'm asking you personally, please, if you can pre-order it, you're doing me a big favor. You're doing the book a favor, because this book, I really think, is going to reach people that cannot be reached other ways.
Yeah.
So you want to go to ericmetaxas.com, pre-order the book as soon as you can. We need your help. I'm asking for your help. I'm grateful for your help. It's just a delight to have an audience that cares about the same things we do. So, folks, we've got a day of Ken's, Ken Fish, Ken Harrison, Promise Keepers. Don't go away. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204. Hey there, folks. Remember Promise Keepers? Remember? Yeah, well, not long ago, maybe a year ago, year and a half ago, I had dinner with a friend who said, I want to introduce you to the new person behind Promise Keepers. They're kind of doing a reboot. And I thought, really? Wow, interesting. Well, at the end of that dinner, I was so excited. I said, I cannot possibly wait until this happens, because Ken Harrison, who is my guest right now, made me understand that he gets it. He understands where we are in the culture, and he understands what Promise Keepers can be right now. Ken, welcome back.
Thanks. We don't have steaks in front of us. I'm still enjoying the conversation.
I cannot believe that this is happening in a few days. Just tell my audience, because this is, when I met you, I got so excited because I understood, because I got you, I thought, wow, you understand what you have in your hands. This is a huge thing that God has entrusted you with for such a time as this, to use the cliche, which is exactly correct. What is happening in a few days?
Yeah, right here. This is the real stadium behind me.
Okay, behind you, for people who see this on video. And if you can't see it on video, that's because you didn't go to ericmetaxas.com and subscribe to our newsletter. Folks, what do I need to say? Okay, I can see the stadium. I was just there a few weeks ago in the stadium. And this is huge. This is 80,000 men on the 16th and 17th of this month. That's in a couple of days, man. I cannot get over this. So what's the vision?
Yeah, and we did a virtual event last year because of COVID. We had 1.2 million men in 84 countries watch that event. And this time we'll have the stadium with guys in it, but we'll also have, I think, over 500 different simulcast locations all over the world. We signed up Liberia last week. We signed up Sierra Leone. I don't even know where these places are, Eric. You're smarter than me, so you probably do. But
they're in Africa. That's as far as I can take it. I think north, west.
Look at you, man. So what we realize is that when men are screwed up, women and children suffer. And so people say, and I've been attacked, man, more from the right than from the left, from both sides. You know, I mean, the left has been calling for my death, you know, for all this.
Isn't that sweet? But they're calling for your death in love, Ken. You need to appreciate the heart. Look at their hearts. Look, before you get into that whole thing, I want to say this. And I say this to you and to anybody who's doing this kind of thing. Do not take the criticism seriously enough to respond very much. You dignify it. When you mention an article in this paper or that paper, these are nobodies who have nothing to write about. They don't know anything about who you are, what Promise Keepers is, what it is to be a Christian man, what the scripture says. So they're just writing out of hatred. They're not really journalists. And I think sometimes we dignify that too much. So, of course, I remember, you know, 25 years ago, how Promise Keepers was being attacked in the media. And it was preposterous then. Of course, it's infinitely more preposterous now. There is just no question in my mind that what Promise Keepers always was and is now is spectacular. And if you care about women and children, you just said it, there is nothing better than Promise Keepers. So people who want to attack it, honestly, for the sake of the women and the children, I would blow off those criticisms. It's not worth dignifying.
Yeah, it's funny. And that was where I was going to go, as my assistant walked in with this list of, we got to find where this guy is, we got to kill him. And she says, Ken, aren't you worried? And I'm like, Gina, these are a bunch of guys in their boxer shorts screaming at their mom for their meatloaf. I mean, these aren't real people. But from the right, it's been disheartening because people are like, why are you calling together just men? Don't you know that's unpopular right now?
Hey, well, tell them to go to hell, but don't use those words. But you have to understand that there are voices out there. They are just they're not. There's no wisdom in it. And I just think, first of all, I'm sorry you have to go through that. But I'm glad that you're going through it, because I know you're the kind of person who can take this. You understand, you look at it from a biblical point of view. But can you imagine, I mean, people criticizing men gathering? Like, isn't that just, it's just amazing.
Christians doing it. I mean, why don't you wait till it's more popular? I don't know. Did Jesus tell us to wait until things were popular, or did he tell us to go out and make disciples of all men and promise we would be hated if we were about his business?
Look, everybody knows Jesus was a big sexist. He had 12 men around him. What is that all about? Clearly, Jesus doesn't care about women, and we're just following his lead, right? Yeah, there you go. We've solved the problem.
What we have to do is call men back to their identity in Christ and start to teach them how to think again, because they've been so brainwashed into apathy by not only the world, but by much of the institutional church. We've taught men, sit down, shut up in your pew, come back next week and do it again. And that's not the gospel. The gospel is not come and see. The gospel is go and tell. We're supposed to be about our Father's work in action. And so as we call men together in the stadium back here, we're going to have worship like you can't believe. And you know what that's like. But I've had guys in tears tell me, man, the feeling of hearing tens of thousands of men singing Amazing Grace is a power that I've never been able to recreate since Promise Keepers went away. And we're going to do that again.
It's a beautiful vision, Ken. I just want anything I can ever do to help you beyond having you on this program. I just want you to know that the time that I spent with you, whatever it was right before COVID, year and a half or so, but I just thought we need this so much in our culture. And listen, to be fair to these critics, many of them, they don't know what godly manhood looks like. They have seen the fallen version. They have seen men's clubs that exclude women for all the wrong reasons, not so that men can be better husbands and fathers, but so that they can step away from being husbands and fathers and be boys and behave poorly. So that is out there. And we want to at least say that we understand that when men have behaved that way, we condemn it. It's the whole reason Promise Keepers is doing what it's doing, is to take men out of that world and to say we all need to step forward together in what God has called us to do, to be servant leaders in our homes, to serve our wives and kids. I mean, that's a big thing, but we can't expect the world, quote unquote, to understand that. And so I think we just have to do our best to ignore them, or if they really have ears to hear, to try to help them to understand what we're doing. But, you know, you've just got to know that many of them are, they're not interested in understanding what this is about. They're just interested in sniping. And I think, well, let them snipe.
That's exactly right. I started off my career, as you know, as an LA cop, so I'm used to being hated for doing what's right. And this is nothing new. But people ask me all the time, what is a man? How do you know what a man is? Well, the ultimate man is Jesus Christ. Now, who was Jesus? Jesus was somebody who was tortured to death for his bride, the church. Who are we as men? We are men who courageously stand for and protect our families to the point of dying for our families. This is not about chauvinism or lording it over. It's about being like Christ, which is serving. Even in the Bible, it says when Jesus comes back, those who are co-heirs with him, who have endured to the end, he's going to serve them when he returns. That should be our attitude as leaders, as men, serving our families, serving our wives. It has a remarkable effect on a marriage when a man has an attitude of utmost courage and utmost cherishing of his wife and loving his kids. Coach McCartney, who started Promise Keepers, used to always say, the best thing a man can do for his kids is to love their mother. I think that says it just about
everything. You think about that. And I want to say, too, a lot of the critics, they've never seen that kind of manhood. Many of them didn't have fathers like that. Many people that are, they're bitter and angry. They had abusive situations. And so we need to understand that they literally don't know what they're talking about. They're responding out of a wound and anger. And Jesus didn't ask our permission when he died for us. He didn't say, hey, bride, would it be okay with you? Would it offend you if I died for you? He just did it. And he says, I'm going to do what is right, and I'm not going to, you know, when we do what is right, there are always going to be people say, well, I didn't ask you to do that for me. I didn't ask you to lead in a self-sacrificial way. I didn't ask you. I don't need you. You know, well, if it's your job, you just do it. God has commanded us to lay down our lives for others, especially for our wives and families. And so I just want to be, I just want to say it means everything to me, Ken, that you're rebooting this amazing organization and that you're doing this in Dallas in a couple of days. Now, for people, I assume that there's no more seats, or are there some seats if people want to get in or see it or be part of it?
There are seats. You can go to promisekeepers.org. And I would say, too, this isn't about money. In fact, we're paying a fortune to make this all come about. The ticket sales will never cover the cost of this. So we don't want anybody not to be able to come because they can't afford it. So if you can't afford it, get a hold of us through our website and we'll give you free tickets. We have given out over 10,000 scholarship tickets to the underprivileged. We've been all over South Dallas working with pastors of every race to make sure that those who can't afford can come. We've been all the way up to Oklahoma City. We've got busloads coming from Oklahoma City, coming up from Houston and San Antonio, from Shreveport, Louisiana.
What's the website, real quick, and we'll be back. What's the website?
Promisekeepers.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be historic. If you can get to Dallas July 16th and 17th in a couple of days, my goodness, folks, do not miss this. We'll be right back. Folks, I am talking to the head of Promise Keepers, Ken Harrison. Welcome. I got to ask you, you took this on some years ago. You said we're going to bring Promise Keepers back. I was thrilled to hear it, but to know you personally and to hear your vision, where you're coming from, you really get this in a way that I was surprised, in the sense that anytime somebody like rises to where you are in this, to really understand it and to understand we're in a really different place 25 years later. We've got, as you say, you know, men wearing dresses and confused people on a level that we've never seen before. So we need to pray for those people and really to offer them help. You can't force help on people, but you can offer them help. You say, hey, this is God's idea of manhood, and he loves you and died for you. And if you're interested in that, we're here to help. That's, to me, a huge part of what Promise Keepers is today.
You know, Eric, I respect your mind a lot. I've read most of your books. I love what you have to say. And you nailed it perfectly in the last segment. We see so much hatred and vitriol poured out towards us. And who are we? We're just a bunch of guys who want to worship Jesus. Well, where is that coming from? It's coming from people who are deeply wounded, who are putting on the stereotypes and the hurt from their past onto us, just simply because we're father figures. And so how do we respond? We respond in love and truth, and we endure through that. And so we don't get angry. We're patient, and our hearts hurt with those people who are trying to hurt us, because we realize such illogical hatred doesn't come from nowhere. It came from a deep wound that they have, and the only healing for that wound is Christ. It's not logic. It's not the Republican
That's
Party.
Right. That's right.
Being arguer than them. It is saying, whatever you have, if you would let go of that bitterness and that hate and repent, Jesus will come in and fill and heal those wounds. That's what we need to be about as men. So, I just got done meeting with my whole bodyguard team down there because we had so many death threats for me trying to get from this hotel over to that stadium. It's insane. I've got the SWAT team from the Arlington police ready to defend me. And who am I? I'm just a guy that wants to tell people about Jesus. It's unbelievable.
Isn't it amazing? But this is where, there's something healthy in this and clarifying that because, look, we have to be clear. This is not a sociological or psychiatric battle. This is a spiritual battle. And there are forces, dark spiritual forces, that despise God and anything that comes from him. So a biblical idea of what it is to be a man, to be strong for others, to be a strong man who does not serve himself, but says, I'm going to use my strength to lay down my life for you, whether it's my wife or my kids or anybody. That's God's idea of strength, ultimate self-sacrificial agape love, to lay down my life. It's so beautiful and so powerful. And so, yes, the enemy is threatened, and anybody who has made a space for him in their lives through their woundedness will get angry and stuff. So I would say this is, you're over the target. God is doing this. And the more vitriol, the more nastiness, the more you know, there are going to be healings. Lives are going to be changed. Ken, lives are going to be changed on the 16th, 2 days from now and 3 days from now in Dallas, right behind you. Lives and families are going to be changed forever. It doesn't get better than that, Ken. It doesn't get better than that. The Jesus in our time. I'm so thrilled that you're doing this. And I'm thrilled there are seats, because I was thinking, like, I know people in the area who might not know about this. So promisekeepers.org.
Yes.
And they can
register and get tickets.
So what'll happen on the day? Sorry, say whatever you want to say. Go ahead.
Friday night, 6:30 to 9:30, we're going to have it'll be closed by Nick Vujicic, who is the guy with no arms, no legs, who was suicidal as a late teen. He was born that way, who then got saved and now is a great evangelist. He's going to give an invitation and an altar call. You talk about a powerful witness. We've got Jonathan Evans. We've got Carter Conlon, one of your New York compatriots.
Oh,
there,
man, I love Carter Conlon, Times Square Church. Oh, my goodness.
One of my preachers in the whole world. We got General Jerry Boykin. So we have an all-star cast. We also have a Hall of Fame, Football Hall of Fame panel is going to get up there with Tim Brown, Charles Haley, and Michael Irvin, being led by Chad Hennings, your friend and mine.
I know Chad Hennings just because from the New Canaan Society and the Wingmen down there in Fort Worth and Grapevine and whatever, and I've had the privilege of meeting some of these folks, but I know he's in that area, so I'm so glad he'll be with you on that stage.
And one of the things that you're hearing that you know that maybe some of your audience knows is that what you're hearing are serious Bible teachers. And people came to me when I started Promise Keepers and said, Ken, you have to have a plan for the young people. You have to have this and that and the other. And I said, here's my plan for the young people. We're going to preach the Word of God. We're not going to do skinny jeans and fog machines. We are going
skinny jeans and fog machines. You're saying God can't use fog machines? Go ahead.
I'm saying not through me, he can't.
Right.
But I think the young people are looking for father figures. And, so you and I, similar age, when we were kids, Can you imagine if you'd have gone to church in the 1980s and the pastor was wearing parachute pants and an Iron Maiden t-shirt because he was trying to be like you? You thought he was a clown. And today we have so many 50-something-year-olds trying to act like 20-year-olds to attract them. I don't want to be like them. I want to
Are
make them
Are you telling
like
me I should not get the tats? I was going to awesome tats on these big guns I've been working on. All right, we're out of time. We're going to be back. Final segment with Ken Harrison. Folks, promisekeepers.org. You need to know about Promise Keepers. Boy, oh, boy. Look them up. We'll be right back. Hey there, folks. I'm talking to the head of Promise Keepers, Ken Harrison, promisekeepers.org. Ken, at the heart of this, I wrote a book a few years ago called Seven Men and the Secret of Their Greatness. I wrote a sequel called Seven More Men and the Secret of Their Greatness. Why? Because I sensed that in our generation, there is huge confusion about what it is to be a man, in God's idea of what it is to be a man. So being a man is not about being a tough guy. It's about being a strong man who uses his strength for others. That's the agape love of Jesus. And that idea has fallen on hard times in the culture. So when you see strong men, people say that's toxic masculinity because they've seen so much brokenness. They associate strength not with protection and love, but with abuse or whatever it is. And that's kind of the culture has kind of baked the cake out of that. They really are focused on that idea, and that's not God's idea. And there are people that just they don't believe God's idea. They think it's baloney. They just don't think there are any men like us who really care about women or children. They think we're about ourselves. Now, you know, we can't convince them, but we can live differently. And to me, that's what Promise Keepers is. It's about helping men to live differently, so that the people in their lives at least see that difference and see God through them. So to me, it's just the most beautiful idea, and it's a cultural moment because we particularly need this now in the culture. So I just want to, you know, on behalf of my audience, just say thank you to you for stepping up and doing this, because lives are going to be changed. And there's just no way to, you know, think about the families that are going to be touched. Because I remember, you know, in the 90s when Promise Keepers was going on, people's lives changed. Men came to God, and their lives have been different for 25 years. So it's just beautiful. I'm so excited that this is finally happening in Dallas Stadium.
Yeah, and we're going to be pretty bold. One of the things that Promise Keepers did not do in the 90s that we're doing now is stand for life. And so we are adamantly anti-abortion, pro-life, which Promise Keepers wasn't. And I said, how can I tell men to be men to be courageous if they're not doing anything about the 1.5 million babies being murdered in the womb right now? But part of the way that we fight that is by getting men to stand up to the responsibilities and take responsibility for the baby they conceived, because the majority of women say they had an abortion because the man took off.
Bingo. Well, say that again, because very few people know this. This is the key. Please say that.
Yeah. They're true. The actual surveys that have been done, 55% of women, and I suspect it's much higher, say they had an abortion because the man who fathered that baby left.
Okay, so men are the ones that benefit from abortions. And my wife, who's been working in that world for quite a while, she has told me over and over that the statistics show that if a woman has an unplanned pregnancy, if anyone, and especially the man, will step up and say, I will walk with you through this time to have this child. I will help you. Everything changes. The media doesn't cover that. They don't cover that, and they keep portraying it as this beautiful, wonderful thing for a woman to kill her baby and to ruin her life. But you can't talk about the wounding because you're supposed to celebrate this. That harms women, folks. It harms women. Men get off scot-free. They walk away. And the fact that you guys are dealing with this at Promise Keepers, That's good news. That is thrilling.
We're not going to shy away from these issues. We got to get that. The other thing is we will take on racial reconciliation from a biblical worldview. Everything starts with repentance of sin and the grace of Jesus. You know, what is racism ultimately? It's just spiritual immaturity. To look down on anybody for any reason, class, education, race, denomination, it's all spiritual immaturity. We're taking that on too. Because I've seen the results of this. When I was a cop in South Central Los Angeles, we had 95% of the people were really good people. This is Compton and Watts for you New Yorkers who don't know. But the really, really high crime area. These were 95% of good people that were held hostage by 5% of what? Fatherless boys. A macho attitude, boys that never learned self-control. It was all about violence and sexual promiscuity. And that culture is now spreading like a virus across America. We need to bring fathers back to teach their sons self-control, respect for women. But that's all the sort of symptom, the core, getting right back to it. Repentance of sins, the grace of Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit. Those are the things that change people from the inside out. So we're going to tell men, you are not a lustful creature that can't help yourself. You're a guy living in your flesh. And when you start to live in the Spirit, those things change from the inside out. So we're not going to tell you, hey, try really hard to be a better guy. Try really hard not to lust after women, or try really hard not to look at pornography. We're going to tell men, you need to change from the inside. And I was talking to a famous spiritual leader who was telling me, Ken, you got to stop telling guys to repent of pornography and to stop looking at it. You know, they need counseling. They need a whole process. And he lectured me for a while. And I said, so you're telling me that what I shouldn't say is if your eye causes you to stumble, cut it out of your head. It's better to go into heaven with one eye than into hell with two. Because that's what Jesus said. How about if I go with what Jesus said and you preach your little stuff? Now, that doesn't mean guys don't necessarily need counseling. But Jesus said, repent, and I'll change you from the inside out. Jesus didn't say, go find a good counselor. That's the kind of humble but direct talk we're going to have man-to-man in the stadium in a few days. And so I'd say, by the way, in the 90s, 45% of the tickets sold to Promise Keepers were sold to women to send their husbands and their sons. Ladies, get your husbands there. Tell them the best thing you could do for our marriage, get to AT&T Stadium, because we're gonna have some real talk with your men.
That is a fact. I know that. And I know men whose lives were changed. Their families were blessed. Their wives were blessed. So you have to be careful. I really say this to anybody listening. You have to be careful to give ear to these detractors. In a funny way, that is the enemy using that situation to distract us. Just blow it off. That's like you're trying to put out a fire and save lives. And somebody says, hey, you know, I don't like something about you. You're not listening to them. You are on a mission from God to save lives, to help people, to risk your life, to bless others. So we can't listen to these detractors. I'm just so proud of you, Ken. Glad to know you. Thrilled. This is finally happening July 16th and 17th. That's this Friday and Saturday, AT&T Stadium. If you can get there, folks, please go to promisekeepers.org. Check it out. Ken, God bless you.
Love you, Metaxas, man. You're the best.
Hey there, folks. What a day. Alban has pointed out,
yes,
utterly unnecessarily, and yet I appreciate it,
yes,
that this is a day of Kens. Ken Fish,
yes.
Ken Harrison. Wow, what are the odds?
Yeah.
That's got to work.
It's exciting.
The day of Kens. Okay, so
and
we got a couple things.
Whether this is first hour or second hour, just keep in mind skinny jeans and flying and fog machines and pieces on the ground. That's something you have to remember for today.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay. This is actually something you really, really do have to keep in mind. We'll talk about this later. But this week only, folks, this week only, NutraMedics.com is offering 30% off when you use the code Eric. Not 20% off, which is the usual whopping discount, 20%. No, they said because we were canceled from YouTube, they wanted to help us out. 30% this week only. Take advantage of this. If you're thinking of trying anything, try it now. It's 30% off, Nutramedics.com. I also want to say that because we were canceled by YouTube, you know, we're living in strange times. Yes. And I've talked about this. I talked about it when I was at IHOP in Kansas City recently. And I encourage you to watch those videos. If you go to EricMataxis.com and sign up for our newsletter, folks, I'm not going to stop begging you because you have no idea. You're missing amazing interviews and videos and stuff. We're not on YouTube, so you got to. But I talked about this, that people in the church are canceling me. I'm not going to mention the name, but a gigantic Christian retailer to all the independent Christian bookstores has said that they are going to not carry my new book, Is Atheism Dead? Now, Is Atheism Dead? It's pure apologetics. Mm-hmm. It's evangelism. They're not going to carry that because I'm too controversial. My statements about our 45th president, something like that. They are jumping in bed with the Marxist cancel culture and canceling this book. And I thought, this is hard for me to believe. Yeah. This is like an overtly Christian bookstore chain kind of thing. Again, I'm not going to give the name until I know this is 100% official.
Yeah.
But it just breaks my heart that people who are overtly Christian are doing a thing like this. So I'm asking you, if you're able to do this, folks, because we're going to need your help. This is a weird battle. Please pre-order Is Atheism Dead? They'll give you the best price between now and when you actually get shipped the book, so you won't get charged till October. But if you pre-order it, it helps a lot. We're in a strange battle. There is nothing political or controversial about what is in the book Is Atheism Dead?
Right.
But this chain, and I will be mentioning them if they have decided to go through with this. I think they have. But it's going to be devastating for evangelism. Think about this.
I was just going to say the same thing. I wrote this down on the train on the way in. I said, we're supposed to wash feet, not lick boots. And I think that's what's happened to the church a lot today.
Wow. Well, that's kind of, yeah. In other words, you think they're scared of something, and so they just pull back and go, anything controversial, we're going to step away.
Yeah.
And I think, step away from what? From a book? I mean, again, it's Is Atheism Dead? It's looking into proof of God, proof of the veracity of the scripture, right, and biblical archaeology, and then it looks into. And I thought to myself, this is meant to be a blessing to believers and to non-believers, to say, let's reason together. So when I heard that, I almost couldn't believe it. My publisher and I were just stunned that we are at that point. So I'm asking you, I will name the name of this, and if they go through with this, I'm really going to go after them. They better get ready, because this is really bad when this has come into the church. So the book is Atheism Dead? And you go to my website, EricMataxis.com, go to books, and you can pre-order it there. But I'm asking you, we need your help. We need your help. So please do that. Go to EricMataxis.com. While you're there, sign up for the newsletter. Sign up your friends for the newsletter, because we want to share all this stuff with you. And because of all these cancellations, it's become really difficult. So God bless you. When we come back, we've got way more information on all kinds of stuff. Stick around.